the idea of International Day of Women and Girls in Science was generated from the inaugural World Women's Health and Development Forum declaration. And the participants requested to have one of the points in the declaration, to have February 11th as International Day of Women and Girls in Science. And for me as a woman in science, myself as a doctor and scientist and associate professor of medicine, I insisted to keep it as science because we cannot separate social sciences from applied sciences. The big result, actually, of all of this was on 22nd of December 2015 at 4 o'clock exactly when the president of the 70th session of the General Assembly said adopted. And that was the day for all women in science, for the girls in science to have role models in front of them. It was the best Christmas present we ever gave for all women in science.
The latest UNESCO report has highlighted the lack of women participation in research. It's up to 30% now. What would you contribute that to? How would you explain that?
Well, there are so many factors affecting the participation of women in science. You have so many things. Number one, we have so many women graduating from scientific colleges and schools, but they do not pursue their career in science. And this could be as for equality in payments, in salary, like in the United States and United Kingdom, where women are paid less than their male colleagues by up to 40%. And these are official statistics. So this encourage women from going forward or continue in science, while women have, you know, like the same responsibilities as men. They have to pay bills. They have so many other responsibilities. They have to survive in this world. So this is one of the issues. In other countries where they have gender equality and women are paid equally with men, and women and men are paid according to position, not to gender, they lack science policy, scientific research policy, research institutes, the materials, the funds for it. They lack whether the international funding or the governmental funding. But as well, you know, like this is one of the things. And the other thing, that lack of recognition for women in science and their achievements to the development in the world. You know, through history till now, we are in the 21st century and we do not acknowledge women with their achievements. We do not recognize their achievements in science, in what they have done in the world, etc., etc. There is another social issue, which is the women in science, in the time they need to pursue their career, the biological clock starts clicking. And you know that by the age of 30, the fertility of a woman starts to decrease. So the best time to conceive for a woman is in her 20s. But would you imagine that a woman just finished her PhD, doing her postdoctorate, she's doing all of this work, or she's an engineer, or she's a doctor doing her specialty, or she want to, you know, achieve more in academic institutions, etc. And she has to think about being a mother. So after 30, you see a lot of women, or after the age of 35, they start to leave, you know, science because they want to have children. And there is no social system to support them.
Princess Nisreen, you're also a doctor and you are a practitioner. Could you tell us about your personal story? How did that come about? Why did you decide to follow that career as well as being a princess? You could have simply just been a princess and
with the tiara and the long dress,
exactly.
You know, and since I was a kid, I always wanted to be a medical doctor and I always wanted to be a pediatrician so I can put a smile on children's faces. I finished my high school, went to medical schools, and my parents and my brothers, I have three brothers older than me, and I am the only girl and the youngest. So I am the princess, and as well the princess for the brothers and the family, you know.
Yes, that's what we call it in their world.
Yes. So they encouraged me to go forward to fulfill this dream. When I went to start with the bachelor, you know, I had to do my biomedical degree. Well, science is not for royalty. Go and find another college. And I was a bit tough. I was a bit too much serious at that time, and I did not expect that thing. And I said to the dean, you're supposed to encourage me to have the honor that your student is the first royal princess to be graduated from a scientific college. And I was so tough, and I want to fulfill my dream. I'm an A student, etc. And this, and then he looked at me and said to me, that's it, you are my student. And I started, you know, because I was crying, you know, like, okay, I am a princess, but and I'm a royalty, very proud of my heritage. But I am an A student. I deserve to be a scientist. Then I finished the bachelor, went to medical school, the same obstacle. Medicine is not for royalty. Go and find another college. Nobody will do the work for you here. There is no protocol, royal protocol in medicine. You have to do everything by yourself. With all the challenges I faced, with the love and support I received from my parents and my brothers, I graduated with my MD, and I became the first royal princess doctor. And alhamdulillah, you know, grateful to God that I achieved a lot. But then in 2007, I decided to be the voice of unheard women and scientists generally to the international community. And I accepted the offer of Razet to be its executive director. And this is my story as a woman in science and as a scientist, as a doctor, and as well as a princess who brings, you know, when I go to schools, I change the image of a princess in the girl's mind, that it is not the tiara and the dress, but you can be a doctor, you can be a scientist, you can be whoever you want to be, and you are a princess.
What's your message for to women and girls?
My message to the girls, I will quote a statement from Abdel Wahab Tbeshat, a Jordanian boy who presented his speech. He's 16 years old, young man. And for me, I want to repeat the same thing for all girls and women. Let your makeup be the passion for education, for science, and for leadership. We need highly educated mothers to rebuild societies. We need your presence in the society. Girls, make the sky to be your limit. Dream high, and you will achieve high. And I just want to say thank you to every woman in science, from those who are none and not none, those who we remember and those who are forgotten. Thank you for all the great contribution to humanity and the world's development. Thank you for paving the roads for us, for my generation, and for other generations to come. Thank you so much for all your work